have you ever found yourself in a situation where you are attracted to a woman but have absolutely no idea if that feeling is reciprocated? Maybe you are sitting waiting for her to just come right out and say, hey, I like you and want to be intimate with you. Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but this is very unlikely to happen, as a lot of women have a fear of rejection and would rather use hints and subliminal movements to express themselves rather than being straightforward anyway. Now, don't get me wrong, there are some women out there who are very confident in themselves and will tell you exactly what they want and when they want it. But there are some who are very shy, a lot more than what they appear to be. So what are these subliminal movements and subtle hints that women use to let you know that they want to be intimate with you? Well, we've done some research and we've pinpointed some key factors that would be helpful for you when you are trying to decipher the situation you might find yourself in. So you can put away that magnifying glass and Inspector Gadget hat, because there's no need to go searching high and low for answers you might not find. We've got them for you right here. So sit down, listen up, because class is about to begin. Like and subscribe. Touch. Some women are very confident in themselves that they will just reach out and grab your hand or place a hand on your lap, because to them, if you're not feeling it in the same way they are, it's okay. They just shrug it off and move on. However, some women are a little more shy when it comes to displaying their wants and needs. A woman who is sexually attracted to you will find any excuse to touch you and feel your skin at any time she's around. Of course, she will gauge your reaction to make sure that she is not overstepping any boundaries, but she will want to be near you and touch you at any given chance. For instance, if you are standing next to each other and you say something to make her laugh and she starts to touch your arm whilst laughing, it's a clear indication that she is attracted to you, but also a subconscious movement made by a female so that she can feel your arms and muscles. If you're sitting next to each other, she will position her legs so that your knees are touching each other. Some parts of her body will be touching yours at all times, so that she can feel a connection between the two of you and have that skin-on-skin contact. Look out for how she responds when you touch her. This could be accidentally or even on purpose. Let's say that you brush her arm as you guys are sitting next to each other. You will notice that she doesn't flinch back automatically, which is how someone would react that you didn't really know. Everyone gets a little bit weirded out when a stranger touches us, right? But you will notice she does not pull back. She kind of welcomes any form of touching from you. This is a huge sign that she feels comfortable with you and she wants that intimacy to build. Eye contact. Eye contact is a big one when it comes to women that are attracted to you. When you are talking, even if it's not talking directly to her, she will look at you intently to let you know subconsciously that she's listening to you and you have her full attention. This is something that people do to make the person speaking feel at ease and comfortable around them. Also, if a woman is sexually attracted to you, she will try to make eye contact with you whilst engaging in certain acts, as she knows that this is something most men like, and more than often, it drives them crazy. This is one way that she will try to tease you. Flirting. Flirting is one of the most common ways to let someone know that you are attracted to them, because we've seen it in all of those rom-com movies and we've read it in all of those romance novels. When two people flirt with each other, it is a clear sign that they want to be intimate with each other, right? Now, depending on who is doing the flirting, it could be different from person to person. Some people use sarcasm as a form of flirting, and some people go for the cheesy pickup lines as a terrible form of flirting, in my opinion. So basically, if a girl makes fun of you in a light-hearted way, we call it banter, makes some jokes about you to make you laugh, or she compliments your physical attributes, then she's trying to flirt with you and let you know that she is attracted. Space. When a woman wants to be intimate with you, she will slowly but surely cross your personal boundaries so that she can be as close to you as possible. In a woman's head, if she's standing very close to you, then it's a lot easier for her to touch you and for you to touch her. Although some women may not want to initiate intimacy, they think by closing the space between you will give you the subconscious consent needed for you to initiate, because they are scared of rejection. So if you notice that a lovely lady started to shuffle closer to you to make conversation, then this is a clear indication she's attracted to you. making small but obvious movements to close the space between the both of you, engaging your reaction to each step, is a woman's way of kind of asking permission to go forwards without having to come out and ask for it, again, for that fear of rejection. Emotions. For a lot of women, if not all women, emotions have been involved for them to be attracted to you and want to be intimate with you. Having a build-up of emotions makes our connection a lot stronger so that the intimacy is more passionate and beneficial for them. So if a woman displays her emotions around you, then this not only means that she is comfortable around you, but also you spark something inside her that makes it hard for her to control her emotions. So if you find that a woman gets upset or irritated over minor situations around you, this is also a good sign that she is attracted to you because it shows that she cares about you and the situation enough to have an emotional opinion on it. Now, no one is saying that she should be shouting and swearing at you, but some form of emotion is a good sign. Clothing. As a lot of women are scared of rejection and therefore won't just come right out and say that they are attracted to you and they want to be intimate with you, they will use a lot of subconscious movements and subtle hints to help get that message across, one being the clothing that she wears around you. If she shows a little more skin or dresses herself up to look and feel more attractive and sexy, then this is a big sign that she's attracted to you and wants to be intimate with you. Now, this can differ from person to person, as some women may feel more comfortable in their own skin than others and may not want to show skin as much as someone who is very confident in their body. However, this does not mean that she doesn't find you attractive if she's not showing lots of skin. It's just she might wear something a little bit more sexy than usual, and that's your sign. Some of these subliminal movements and hints may be confusing to you because they are not all based around sexual movement that you may be used to seeing on TV or in the movies. That's because for a lot of women, intimacy is more about emotion than the physical act itself. But nevertheless, once brought together, makes perfect sense. Maybe something as simple as a contact for you could be a deciding factor for a woman, but you will never know until you try. Now, ladies, as we are speaking for females as a whole and not each individual woman with their own personal needs, there are probably some things that we have missed out or not mentioned that you feel are important for men to know so that when they are in this type of situation with you, it can ease your nerves and makes the whole experience more pleasurable for the both of you. So with that being said, please feel free to leave a comment below so that we can add them to the list of important things men need to know so that they are not second guessing themselves if they come into contact with a woman who wants to be intimate with them but doesn't want to be straight up and tell them herself. So we hope these pointers have given you guys that extra kick in your step to go headfirst into the dating scene and enjoy the experience for yourself.